Greetings for Indie Book Publishing, West Bow Press. This is J. Douglas Barker. The book is titled Crafts with a Christian Message. Enhance your Bible study, seminar, or standalone outreach with scripture-based crafts. And joining me from near Boston, Massachusetts, is the author, Cindy Peatfield. Welcome to the program, Cindy.
Thank you.
This is an interesting approach to faith-based stuff. There's a lot of faith-based books in the marketplace. This one has a different twist or focus. Where did the idea come from to do a crafts book of this type?
Well, it wasn't really my idea to write a book. It turned out God gave me some put me in a situation where I needed to prepare crafts for some women's meetings, and he gave me the idea for the craft. He gave me the materials I needed, everything I needed to make these crafts. It was so incredible, so awesome to see him at work giving me an idea for a craft that tied into this message that we were going to do. And later, after many of these, a friend said, you know, you need to write down the instructions for these crafts so that other people can do them, which I didn't do. And then one night, the Lord kept me awake for a very long time, and he gave me the outline for this book. He gave me the title. He gave me the dedication. He showed me how to lay it out. He gave me the stories that I was supposed to write. All I had to do was type. So it wasn't my idea to say, oh, let's do a book.
Right.
It was that God gave me these beautiful crafts, and he gave me an opportunity to make sure that they were shared.
You mentioned that more widely
than I could do.
You mentioned that it was motivated by some messages or some teaching. Was that a standard teaching situation you were involved in, or how would you describe that, and how that was the launching pad?
The launching pad was in the springtime. A woman stood up in our church and announced that she wanted to start a mom's cottage to go alongside of the Vacation Bible School for the children. She was hoping to get the women who didn't go to church and didn't stay for VBS to have an opportunity to learn the same craft, the same biblical message that the children were learning. And of course, the children did a craft, so she wanted the adults to do a craft. So the first time I did one of those was 1 Corinthians 13. And I was praying about how to come up with a craft with that, the Lord gave me this beautiful bag with a patchwork heart, and there's 16 elements to the craft, and there's 16 characteristics of love in 1 Corinthians 13. So you can memorize the verse as you point to each piece of the patchwork heart. As those continued,
yes.
I had a collection of them.
This is over 100 pages, I think. How many crafts are included in this?
There's five crafts. One of them, the heart bag, can be done cut and glue, which can be done in an hour and a half, or there's also instructions to sew it if you're a quilter and you'd rather sew it. But there's five crafts, and they are all integrated with Scripture.
It's an interesting concept. Did you take a lot of time to complete this? What was the process of becoming a writer and explainer on crafts? Because step-by-step, you know, instructions for me is very difficult. My wife, when I do hit the kitchen and maybe cook something or create something, she's the type that would follow it down to an eighth of a teaspoon of salt and all of that. I just wing it. And if I see a picture of something that I think is interesting, at least from my perspective, I don't always look at the instructions. Are they super detailed? How would you describe those, your approach to getting people integrated into the design?
The instructions are very detailed because I won't be there when the person's reading the book to answer any questions that I may have overlooked in my instructions. And I also have pictures for each step because not everybody learns by reading. There are many of us that only work by visual.
Mm-hmm.
So there's both. You can read the instructions, you can look at the pictures, you can do both, or you can do either or, and you should be able to make each of these crafts. So that's why so many pages, because it is very detailed. I won't be there to help. And each of the crafts, I've given instructions on how to make it if you wanted to make it for yourself, but I've also given instructions on how to teach it, because ultimately the goal would be for you to bring this to your women's Bible study or a seminar and teach it to a group of ladies so that they could carry this craft on to others.
It's interesting because you say there's only five main crafts in the book. That would make almost 15 or 20 pages per project. That is very detailed from my perspective.
Well, if you are I cook like you cook, okay? But when I'm doing a project, if you need to say, well, how do they do this? And the person's not there to ask, it needs to be written down or in a picture.
Right. And your marketing, of course, is directed towards church, small groups, ladies groups, people who are in that,
yeah,
that environment. Is this something also that someone who is just a craftsperson that likes the cover of your book and says, you know, that looks kind of interesting. I may not be a church person or a person of faith, but it's something that maybe I could adapt to my situation. Is this also something that may appeal to just about anybody?
Yes, yes. If you like crafts, I mean, these are crafts. So if you enjoy making things, these would be things that would be fun to make, yes.
Right.
The children could do them as well.
Oh, super. So it's not really restricted to adult ladies necessarily, even children or maybe a guy who has nothing but time on his hands and wants to develop a new skill could also benefit from this.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And the book itself, it took, I'm sure, because it's so detailed in its instruction side, was that tedious? I'll get that right. Was it tedious to put all of the detail together in your book and get it to market?
Originally, I thought I was going to do this in spare time, and I found out you do nothing in spare time. You have to be intentional about it. So once I got intentional about it, even though I do not like to write, I don't even like to sign a greeting card. The words flowed easily. I am a detailed person, and because the details are kind of obvious in the procedure, it was easier to come up with the words for directions than it would be for a creative, fiction story,
right,
for me. But it was clear that God gave me the words because I struggle with words at all times. I much prefer numbers.
I like some numbers. I prefer words, I think, because of my profession. But this is, again, my father wrote a book that I'm trying to edit and just haven't had the inspiration to do so. It's been in my computer for a while. He already had it published, and I wanted to go back and maybe fluff out or make the storyline a little more interesting, perhaps. And I haven't gotten around to it yet. This is this something that you feel is interesting enough or challenging enough, or however you'd want to phrase it, that you would have a sequel to this particular book?
Oh, no. No, this did take me a long time, and I don't have that many years left to do another one of these. this covered a period of my life when he was giving me these crafts, and that's not happening right now, but he's given me the opportunity to make sure that other people can benefit from what he showed me, from what he gave me, and by writing it down in a book, it gives me the opportunity to share what the Lord has done in my life, and maybe other people can benefit from it because I've written it down on paper.
You've mentioned that your book also carries stories in it. Are those not fictional, but are those contemporary stories that you've experienced? Is it that kind of a story, or is it strictly a teaching setting as far as scripture is concerned?
They are inspirational stories. At the beginning of each craft, I detail how God gave me this craft in amazing, amazing ways. How he gave me the vision for the craft, how he gave me the details for the craft, the people that he used to give it to me. And I keep them short because crafters don't tend to like to read. I even gave my book to a friend who was doing the crafts and never read my stories. I had to ask her to go read the stories. At the end of every craft, I have stories of how God used that craft. He allowed me to see different instances when this craft made a difference in somebody's life. And so at the end of every craft, I give a story on how God used that particular craft.
Phenomenal. This is also, from your perspective, a book that's unlike anything else in the marketplace, or at least unique from your perspective. Was there anything challenging about getting this done that you hadn't anticipated once you began the project?
Taking the pictures was a lot more difficult than I thought. Colors. When a crafter looks at colors, if it's colors that she doesn't like, she'll just go right on by. She won't even look past that cover. So colors can either draw you in or they can turn you aside. So getting colors that would be welcoming, inviting to every person was a challenge. Laying them out and being able to get pictures without shadows, that took a lot of time, sometimes an hour for one photograph.
Incredible.
And so that was time consuming, but it was good.
Cindy, are these crafts difficult?
No, each craft is designed to be made by somebody who doesn't have crafting skills. So don't be afraid to try them.
How great. Even I could maybe benefit from learning the step-by-step process of creating one of these crafts then.
Absolutely.
Well, I think I understand maybe your hope for this, but explain it to my listeners. What is your hope and inspiration, aspirations for this book, Crafts with a Christian Message?
It is probably threefold. One, I would like... Well, obviously, I would like people to have an opportunity to use the crafts that God has given me. They can use them for themselves. They can use them in a Bible study. They can use them as an outreach. You can use these. You can take that hard bag and carry it to the grocery store, and somebody will say, oh, what a beautiful bag. And you can say, did you know it represents the chapter on love? Love is patient. Love is kind. You can go through the verse. It gives you an opportunity to share God's word with other people. But I also want people to see that God gives you an inspiration. He will use you wherever you are. And even crafters who may think that, oh, you know, I'm busy doing my crafts, I'm not an evangelist, I'm not a teacher, you can use that gift and just listen to God and listen to see what will he tell you about how you can use that craft for his glory. So I want people to know that God can inspire them as well. He can use them too. And I'm hoping that as people read the stories and they do the crafts, that they will be in tune and allow God to inspire them as well.
Wonderful message. The title of the book again is Crafts with a Christian Message. Subtitled, Enhance Your Bible Study, Seminar, or Standalone Outreach with Scripture-Based Crafts. My guest author, who's joined me from near Boston, Massachusetts, Cindy Peatfield. Cindy, listeners need to get a copy of this. How do they do so?
You can get it from my website, which is craftswithachristianmessage.com. You can order the book on there. It's on... internet, you can get it what is it, online books, almost any online bookseller has it. Cross of the Christian Message, you just look it up. Some of them even have sale prices. So,
wow.
I doubt if you're going to walk into a Barnes & Noble and find it in the store, but you can find it on any bookseller's, almost any bookseller's website.
Well, Amazon typically will carry these, so you can also find it there. Cindy Peatfield, Peatfield, is the correct spelling of the author. You can do a search under her name as well. This should pop to the surface, Crafts with a Christian Message. Cindy, thank you for sharing your passion about crafts and about your faith-based book. So thank you again for sharing your story.
Thank you.
My pleasure. For Indie Book Publishing, Westbow Press, this is J. Douglas Barker.